When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Thank you so much for tuning in today, wherever you are in the world. My goal here is to help you create extra money without quitting your job. Okay, so we have a global community of people who are all doing some really interesting stuff, trying to create freedom for themselves, trying to eventually quit their job, perhaps, or in some cases to keep their job because they like it, but also create some security through that money-making project. So if you like the idea of that, I am glad you're here. Today, we're going to talk about this listener question. Is it easy to change your business name or when is it too late, actually? Like if you haven't launched your project and you realize your business needs a different name, like you're doing some work on it, you realize like kind of halfway in, well, it's easy enough to change at that point. But what about when you're already up and running? Like you have already announced, like you have customers perhaps, like is there a point where it's too late? You know, when is it too late to change a business name? That's what we're going to look at in this quick question and answer episode, the detailed question and my answer. Coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Erica from Taiwan. My Side Hustle is a clothing design brand that helps aspiring print-on-demand entrepreneurs get their designs on Amazon and elsewhere. I have a business name that I thought I really liked, but over the past few months I've felt like I've overgrown it. Among other things, the name is hard to say in different languages, and I have clients from several countries. But the last part, the fact that I already have some existing clients, makes me worry that I might have come too far to go back, and I should just accept the name I initially chose. Is it a bad idea to change horses in midstream?
Well, it's interesting. Thank you for the question. Thank you for calling in. I'm just going to give it to you straight here. Like, if it were me in this situation, I would change the name. Like what you will gain in the long term more than offsets whatever you lose in the short term. And that's how I tend to think about these things. There's always a cost, you know, to doing something. You know, what is the cost? What is the benefit? And in this case, if you're thinking long term, especially if you think it's the kind of business that you want to keep for a while, and you have clients from several countries, I mean, that's a good reason right there. Like it's a global business and you've got clients from different countries and the name is hard to say in different languages. Don't cling to a name you dislike or you think is no longer the best fit. It's a great reason to make a change. It's a great time. So instead of resisting, explain to your existing clients why you're changing the name. Most likely, it doesn't have to affect your service to them or your relationship to them at all. In fact, I would explain that very directly. And most of all, I guess I would move forward with confidence. So move forward with confidence, make the change. Making change is always good. I mean, sometimes these things are like, it doesn't really matter either way. Like if you really don't like the idea of doing it, then don't. But the reason this caller is asking the question is because, you know, they do kind of sense it's the right thing to do. They're just worried that they're too late. So my response here is, it is not too late. Good luck. Listeners, if you have a question, something you're trying to work through, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'm excited to feature your questions, my answers, some other commentary throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thank you for tuning in today. New episode coming out tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.